and when you found a comfortable position, best lying on your back, you can gently close your eyes and stretch out your arms and legs, breathing into any tight spots of your back, arms and legs. And give yourself time to relax. Breathing in and out a couple of times, deeply in your belly. When you feel comfortable enough, you could take your mind to a positive event or experience you've had today, yesterday, or the last week. Something kind someone has said, an enjoyable event you have attended, or perhaps something you are looking forward to. Anything that you could consider a gift and that might have brightened up your day. And as you think about this, perhaps you can also try to think about a person in your life that has been or still is really supportive to you. Especially those wonderful people that are always there for you, to support you. And perhaps all those people who are going to look after you whilst you undergo the MRI scan. Those people who are going to keep you safe. Because they've had a lot of training and working experience to be able to work in the MRI department. And they know exactly what they are doing. And the more you start noticing this, the more you could begin to trust them. And the more you trust them, the safer this could make you feel. Starting to feel safe to relax more and more. When you begin trusting the stuff, for you to gain awareness of just how safe this could make you feel. And because at the moment, you don't have to do anything except lie comfortable and relaxed on your back. You could also pay attention to listening to the noises and sounds around you, from near or far, from inside and outside of the room. Sounds that come from the sides, above or below. Noticing that there are many different noises and sounds. And how easily the sounds can be judged and labeled. And how we know whether we like them or not. And most important, how those sounds could create stories to remember good things and lovely places. And we can both wonder what positive and nice memories you could remember when you start hearing the sound of the scan. Surrounded by all those healthcare professionals, keeping you safe. For you to have all the time in the world to begin to concentrate on possible stories behind the sound. And you could ask your unconscious mind to support you with this, to help you remember. The same way you have remembered the positive experiences or events earlier in the session. Perhaps a real-life memory comes to mind. Or maybe you'd prefer to make something up. Or perhaps you might remember a pleasant feeling or positive emotion. Or maybe you see a nice picture in front of your inner eye. A good friend once told me that the sound of the MRI scan reminded her on a time when they were scuba diving. They weren't diving very deep, but just deep enough that they could hear when a big ship was sailing above them, making those heavy throbbing noises as they were floating below in the clear and enjoyable warm water, feeling perfectly safe. They could hear the sound of the ship as they were busy admiring lovely and colorful corals and beautiful fishes off the reef, floating nicely in the warm water, so that the ship above them and its knocking and throbbing noises it made became somehow irrelevant and distant. Because they had just eyes for the beauty of the reef. And they really enjoyed this experience. Another story from a friend was that the sound of the MRI scan reminded him of their skiing holiday, when they were sitting in the skiing lift that made very loud and knocking noises, similar to the MRI scan. But somehow, they did not pay attention to the noise at all. And maybe this was due because the lift was well maintained and serviced. And even though it made those noises, they felt very safe in it. Or perhaps they did not pay attention because they just had the best view from up there. They gazed at the snow-covered tips of the mountains and fir trees, and combined with the pleasant anticipation of the downhill run, a wonderful experience. And after those stories that were remembered because of sound, we can both just wonder how many other possibilities there are. And how many positive stories could the sound of an MRI scan create? And I don't want you to notice yet which pleasant story your unconscious mind could begin to imagine when it starts hearing the sound, right, to get the scan done. Because your unconscious mind might easily remember what it sounds like. Also begin to notice how much safer and calmer this could make you feel. Because you might start to remember your nicest memories. And you also might be able to remember how also begin to notice just how safe this could make you feel. Perhaps a little bit safer with every positive story. To be easily remembered when you start hearing those noises and sounds. Just give yourself a little bit more time to notice how many possibilities there are to remember or to make up a helpful story. Wondering how many positive things your mind could find. To be easily compared with the sound and noises you might hear in the scan. Just let your mind wander to those stories, memories, and events that can help you most. Let your unconscious mind be at your side. Let it remember and compare everything that is good and helpful. Take a rich and deep breath in through your nose and a long breath out. Noticing that you've done it. Paying attention to the things that might have helped you most for you to achieve your goal. To do the procedure. Help you to become aware that the MRI scan is a totally safe and controlled procedure. And your unconscious mind can now begin to store what it has learned in this session. And that can help you most. When you need it most. Whilst I count from 1 to 5. Notice the temperature in the room and on your skin. 2. Notice how your body feels when you're cuddling or lying on your